local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And starting another work week off with you, welcome to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Another round of severe weather this morning, the second time in 3 days, and could see another round coming up here during the overnight hours and into early tomorrow morning as well. Hope you're staying safe out there. Looks like our area was spared any significant damage as a result, but very strong thunderstorms pushing through here over the two-county area. A lot of lightning strikes as well. It's under that umbrella that we start off another week here, May 13th, 2024. Joe and Austin with you. Text line is always open at 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. As we get started with today's top three stories, just recapping the outage situation right now, is it's been a busy last few days here for power crews for both Florida Power and Light as well as Escambia River Electric Cooperative. The numbers, though, have gone down pretty significantly throughout the afternoon today. We certainly did not have the number, sheer number of widespread outages that we had on Friday. But of course, you know, if you're one of those without power, you certainly don't care about however many else. It's all about when can I get back on the grid as soon as possible. And taking a look right now, as of 4:11 this afternoon, Escambia County reporting 227 outages, Florida Power and Light outages, and Santa Rosa County at 543. As for EREC, about 410 customers without power in Santa Rosa County, and the number down to 130. So it's quite a good change here. I would say that it was around 6,000 or so peak outages here this morning between the two counties. So that has been steadily going down here throughout the afternoon, and of course during the evening hours as well. Now that's the good news. The bad news is, you know, we'll see if there are any more outages, because again, we do have a chance of some severe weather during the overnight hours, although we are on the marginal side of that. Looks like the stronger area for concern is well off to our west right now. But again, like we saw on Friday, and again, I would say even during the overnight hours last night, is that that can change very quickly. The warned area shifting, and the risk enhancements going up or down, just depending on what the forecasters think is going to happen. But as of now, for the overnight hours tonight, looks like we're kind of on that one or two scale, and then a level three for moderate risk is further westward. So that's what we're monitoring here, of course, as we press on here this evening. Elsewhere in our top three stories today, Israel pushing deeper into the city of Rafah, fighting Hamas. Israeli defense forces say it's conducting precise operations in part to avoid civilian casualties. They have killed at least 10 Hamas fighters, and they've also issued new evacuation orders for the city over the weekend.
We still believe it would be a mistake to launch a major military operation into the heart of Rafah that would put huge numbers of civilians at risk without a clear strategic gain.
That is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan today saying they will not provide offensive weapons if forces launch a major military operation. Also, ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen again on the stand today, claiming the former president wanted to kill the Stormy Daniels story before the 2016 election. On the stand today, Cohen says Trump was more concerned about the election than how his wife would react. Cohen allegedly paid Daniels $130,000 to cover up a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump.
Every single person involved in this prosecution is practically a Democratic political operative.
That is Senator J.D. Vance. He, along with Alabama's Tommy Tuberville, attended the trial supporting Trump and reiterating his claims that it's all a political sham. As a look at our top three stories, more local headlines right after traffic and weather together Austin, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself? You having a good week so far?
Well, so far. I mean, it's Monday, 4 o'clock.
A lot of room for error, sure.
Yes, I would say that it's not a terrible, terrible start. I made sure to time out because, you know, before I come in each day, I have to take Miha to whichever grandma is watching her for the day. So, I turned on the TV, saw Channel 3 was in live programming. It was around 9-something. And so I was like, you know what? This thing is right on Escambia County's doorstep. So my parents live in Santa Rosa County. So I think I want to beat the line to Grandma's house. And then I want to just hunker down there for about a half hour while it passes. And then the ride in wasn't too bad. But yeah, very strong storms this morning.
Absolutely. We may be having some runoff of that on the roads, but luckily it doesn't appear to be much. But first, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here, we had several accident reports throughout both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, but only two seem to be causing any issues, the worst of which is going to be Mobile Highway. If you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, we've got a lot of issues there caused by a previously reported traffic incident. And then we've got a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. Again, these are areas that we typically have issues, and the latter accident is not too severe, but nonetheless, issues are in that area. And then back to Blue Angel Parkway, actually, if you are traveling southbound towards Highway 98, we do have some backups there. Luckily, no accident report. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up too long here early.
Another round of thunderstorms is set to move through the area late tonight and into very early Tuesday morning. Some of those may be strong, again, with damaging winds and large hail. We do have a continued high chance for rain as we head through the day on Tuesday. High temps will be in the low 80s. Sunshine returns on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. And, of course, keeping our eye on the News Radio ThreatNet radar. Going back to Friday's severe weather outbreak, we talked about this at the time, that there was a emergency disaster declaration issued by the governor's office that had 12 counties, primarily in north central and northeastern Florida. That did not include Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. Now, those have been added to the declaration, so that is up to now 15 counties. Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. Over the weekend, the National Weather Service did confirm an EF2 tornado touched down northwest of Munson and traveled along Highway 4 into Okaloosa County, peaking at around 115 miles per hour. Also, of course, the widespread reports of wind damage and power outages in our two county area as well. So the governor updating that today. Of course, another big story last week was the hacking of Ascension healthcare systems, including Pensacola Sacred Heart Hospital. Ascension confirming it was hit by a ransomware attack, and government IT investigators say the attack had signs that the Russian-backed Black Basta group was behind the data breach. Ascension also says it's currently working with FBI and the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to help resolve the issues. Last week, we heard from State Representative Alex Andrade about how there's been an uptick in illegal immigrants being caught driving in Santa Rosa County despite not having license or insurance, but they do have legal tags registered in their names. He said last week that he was alerted to this by Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, who Andrew had on this morning.
And it's happened to me several times. You know, I write about 15, 20 tickets a month still. And I pull over a person, and they'll be here in the country illegally. They won't have a driver's license. They won't have insurance. But they have a valid Florida tag registered to their vehicle and in their name. And, you know, so I called Alex Andrade and I said, you know, there's a problem y'all may need to address.
And Andrade and Johnson say there's a flaw in the system where a legal citizen has to show proof of having license and insurance, but someone that's not here legally doesn't. Andrade previously said that a tax collector was required to provide a tag if somebody has a legal passport, and he says there's been a big increase in passports issued by a specific Mexican consulate's office in Orlando. Pensacola police investigating a shooting last night at the Paparazzi nightclub, one person injured. They took them to a local hospital, no word on their current condition. Meanwhile, 18 people were shot, including three people killed at a massive Baldwin County party over the weekend, a May Day party at an open field in the Stockton area. Around 1,000 people at the gathering there. Witnesses say it had been a peaceful event until an argument broke out and at least one subject, possibly others, began shooting into the crowd. 419, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the drama in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, a commissioner threatening to throw a journalist out of the room, and then the follow-up conversation about whether she is a journalist and whether that's appropriate behavior by the commissioners, what freedom of the press really does cover. Also talked about Oprah Winfrey apologizing for her role in perpetuating a culture of weight loss, and former State Senate President Don Gates joined us for a campaign interview now that he's running for re-election. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. Let's have a rendezvous. This week, Gretch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
The
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 425 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, there's not a ton going on right now. We've had several accident reports pop up in both Escambia and Santa Rosa County over the last hour or so. But the only one that's going to give you much issues right now is if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Still got some backups in that area that are slightly worse than what we usually see at this hour. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Another round of thunderstorms is set to move through the area late tonight and into very early Tuesday morning. Some of those may be strong, again, with damaging winds and large hail. We do have a continued high chance for rain as we head through the day on Tuesday. High temps will be in the low 80s. Sunshine returns on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 425. Tampa police today searching urgently for a woman kidnapped along with her 9-year-old daughter on Mother's Day. Major Patrick Messmer says deputies are very concerned about 34-year-old Sylvia Pagone.
We're working closely with the FBI and with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to use any sort of investigative means that we can to locate Sylvia.
Messmer says 38-year-old Giovanni Stefani took his own life as deputies rescued the child overnight at a hotel. The child is physically unharmed, but police say there's no sign of her mother.
And a judge overseeing the murder-for-hire case involving a Microsoft executive in Northeast Florida is denying a defense motion to kick the local prosecutors off the case. Lawyers for Shanna Gardner and her estranged husband, Mario Fernandez, accused the state attorney's office of improperly accessing privileged documents. Some of the contested communications have been ruled inadmissible, but the judge also denied another motion to dismiss the indictment against Gardner.
A warning for Floridians as more severe weather is impacting counties. Attorney General Ashley Moody says disaster scams may rise following the intense storms. Moody says residents should always confirm whether companies, charities, or contractors are legitimate by doing research before giving them money. The price gouging hotline is open for anybody who spots potential fraudsters trying to take advantage of storm victims.
And more than $2 million is helping military communities in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement earlier today, saying that the money from the Defense Infrastructure Grant Program will support service members and their families while boosting the state's economic growth. The funding will help pay for projects at Patrick Space Force Base, Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, NAS Jacksonville, and Naval Station Mayport.
AAA predicting a record 2.5 million Floridians plan to travel for Memorial Day weekend. That's about 126,500 more than last year's previous high. Nationally, the agency says nearly 44 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home.
And that's very, very well put. Nationally, speaking of national headlines here. Jury
there
selection. Yeah, no, that was great, wasn't it? Jury selection in the bribery trial for Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is underway in Manhattan. Kristen Marks reports.
Menendez is accused of accepting cash, gold bars, and a Mercedes-Benz from businessmen who wanted the senator's help with their dealings. The 70-year-old is charged with conspiracy to commit bribery and obstruction of justice and has maintained his innocence. The trial is expected to take roughly 2 months and comes less than a decade after his first corruption trial, which ended with a hung jury in 2017. Menendez won't seek re-election as a Democrat, but hasn't ruled out running as an independent. His wife, Nadine, is also charged in the case, but will be tried separately in July at the earliest. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
A weekend graduation ceremony saw dozens of walkouts in protest over the Israel-Hamas conflict. At Duke yesterday, a group of students walked out during Jerry Seinfeld's commencement address. In New Jersey, about 60 Rutgers students walked out of their ceremony, a similar scene playing out at UC Berkeley as well, among a lot of others. So, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's a shame about the Seinfeld one, because I hear that he gave a pretty good speech and it was funny, apolitical. So that's pretty respectable, especially in today's climate. President Biden is trailing Donald Trump in 5 of 6 key battleground states in new polling. The New York Times, Siena College, and the Philadelphia Inquirer surveys found that Trump is ahead of him in Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Biden, meanwhile, narrowly leads Trump in Wisconsin among registered voters. Biden won all 6 of the states in 2020.
Churchgoers in Louisiana stopped a teenager with a rifle from walking into their church on Saturday. Parishioners at St. Mary Magdalene in Abbeville spotted a teenager dressed in black trying to enter the sanctuary during their first communion service.
Just get a hold of your child. Go slowly. We did apprehend a young man.
Cops swarmed the chapel, arresting the 16-year-old. He was taken to the town's hospital for a psychiatric evaluation, being charged with terrorism, and the FBI is now involved as well.
And the controlled demolition of debris lying on the cargo ship that struck Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is happening today after the operation was postponed over the weekend due to weather concerns. Crews are using explosive charges to break apart debris from the ship so that it can be refloated, clearing the channel for access to the Port of Baltimore.
And on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average snapping its eight-session winning streak with a mixed finish today. The Dow Jones Industrial dropped 81 points to 39,431. The S&P, rather, lost just a point to 52,21. The NASDAQ was up 47 to 16,388. We'll get a Fox News update, CBS Sports Minute. We're back with a further look at our sports headlines, health, business, and science as well. A lot more to come on Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Prosecutors calling their star witness today in Donald Trump's hush money trial is former lawyer Michael Cohen. Fox's Nate Foy.
Cohen detailed his $130,000 payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to suppress her story about an alleged affair with Trump that Trump denies. Now, Cohen claims Trump wanted the story suppressed because he worried about his electability with women.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records in connection with that payment, something he denies. Ceasefire talks continue between Israel and Hamas as fighting resumes in northern Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
There could be a ceasefire tomorrow if Hamas simply released women, wounded, and elderly hostages.
United Nations says nearly 500,000 Palestinians have been displaced in recent days by escalating Israeli military operations. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks opened the new week with a lackluster showing, an eight-day win streak by the Dow Industrials coming to an end. That blue chip gauge slipped 81 points. The S&P 500 dipped 1 point. The NASDAQ Composite, however, managed a 47-point advance. The meme stock folk hero Roaring Kitty is back. Posting on X for the first time in roughly 3 years, Keith Gill, via his X account Roaring Kitty, uploaded a picture of a guy leaning forward in his gaming chair, a popular meme indicating a user is re-engaging or locking back into a subject. It was Roaring Kitty who was credited with starting the meme stock craze back in 2021, and maybe it's happening again. Shares at GameStop rocketed 74% higher today. The parent company Walgreens is said to be trying to sell its UK arm of drugstores. A Bloomberg News report indicates Walgreens Boots Alliance has been reaching out to possible buyers of its Boots drugstore chain in the UK, though a formal sale process hasn't begun as yet. In response, though, shares of Walgreens soared 5.4%. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Anthony Edwards walked into Denver and took a commanding 2-0 series lead. With the defending champs on the ropes, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray somehow walked into Minnesota, found a way to even up the series. This Nuggets and Timberwolves showdown has truly been unpredictable, and with it turning into a best of three, I can't pick against the Nuggets right now, and I think they'll find a way to win two more to punch their ticket back to the Western Conference Finals. I'm Zach Gelb.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part.
Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPV LLC.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss, and don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming right now on Hulu.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Severe weather can strike at any time. At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, not a ton going on the road so far this hour. That appears to still be the case now. Had a couple of accident reports lingering around both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, but it was nothing too severe except for Mobile Highway. If you are traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, we still got some backups in that area from an accident report that we got sometime last hour. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
The rain chance continues, and another round of strong thunderstorms may strike during the late night hours Monday into very early Tuesday morning. Some of those storms may produce damaging winds and large hail. During the day Tuesday, the rain chance continues. It's on the high side at about 90%, and high temps will be in the low 80s. Dry weather and sunshine is back on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. By the way, we did have the confirmation this morning that the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are
going
to be flying together at the homecoming air show in November. So,
oh, it's the one in November. I thought it was
July. It's not at the beach. No, nope.
Oh, thank goodness, because that would be hectic to say the least. But yeah. No, it's good that we got confirmation on that.
Yeah, it probably will be a little bit more hectic than it normally is. I definitely, I'm not breaking any news when I say that people around here, especially locals, prefer the homecoming air show because the weather's a lot better, the traffic's yes. a lot better, and you're a little bit more up close and personal with the Blues on the base as opposed to the beach show. But I understand why people love the beach show as well. It's been a few years since I've been to the homecoming show. I went, I think, probably the second year I moved here. The night show, of course, is very popular, too. The Blues, of course, don't fly in that one, but some of the other civilian acts or whatever. So, yes, I definitely think the homecoming show is on my November itinerary this year, as I'm sure it is for many of you. 4:39, as we look at what's happening in the world of sports, anything on your itinerary tonight?
Yes, it's a little bit of everything, Joe. We'll start with the usual NBA playoffs TNT doubleheader. It's Celtics at Cavs at 6 o'clock, followed by Thunder at Mavs at 8:30. Also, just wanted to take a quick note to tip the cap to the Denver Nuggets. They were down 0-2 going to Minnesota. They have since evened the series, and now it's 2-2 going back to Denver. So right when you doubted them most, they're back in it. So congrats to them there. In the NHL, we got an ESPN doubleheader, Hurricanes at Rangers at 6 o'clock, followed by Stars at Avalanche at 8:30. No televised games in the MLB tonight, at least not nationally, but we do have just some local teams playing, and we'll give you updates later on this evening. Braves versus Cubs at 6:20, Rays at Red Sox at 6:10, Marlins at Tigers at 5:40, so we'll keep an eye on those. And then it's just a few headlines here. In the NFL, the first NFL game of the season will be between the Super Bowl champ Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens at Arrowhead Stadium. It's a rematch of the AFC Championship from last season and is set for Thursday, September 5th. The entire NFL schedule will be revealed this Wednesday.
You know, they actually just moments ago announced so Tom Brady is going to be in the Fox booth, right?
Right.
People at Fox just announced what their week one game will be.
Really?
The 3:25 late window game will feature the Cowboys and the Cleveland Browns. So that will be Brady's first broadcast in the booth.
Yeah, between two teams getting decimated, or that got decimated in the postseason. Very nice.
But it's the Cowboys, America's team.
Oh, for sure. And the Detroit Lions are locking down their franchise QB. They're signing Jared Goff to a 4-year extension worth $170 million guaranteed. It could go up to $212 million with incentives and bonuses. And lastly, here in the NFL, the league's highest-paid defensive back is currently in Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers signed Antoine Winfield Jr. to a 4-year, $84.1 million deal with $45 million guaranteed. And that guaranteed money is the most ever given to a safety, so congrats to him. Then just a last, you know, couple of headlines here. Iowa head coach, women's basketball head coach, to be exact, Lisa Bluter, is retiring after 24 years with the program.
I did see that.
Yeah, she most recently produced, obviously, star talent Caitlin Clark, with whom she led the Hawkeyes to back-to-back national championship appearances. So her spot's forever reserved in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, I'm sure. And then the run for the Triple Crown will continue. The handlers of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan say that the horse will run in this Saturday's Preakness Stakes. Heard about that the other day. Good. I want to see the Triple Crown. I don't, and that's coming from a guy who doesn't even care to watch racing.
No, yeah, like we talked about last week, is that I am for sure in on the Kentucky Derby, and if the Derby winner is in the Preakness, I will watch the Preakness, and if they've won the first two, then I will watch the Belmont, otherwise I will check out. But yes, that's my bandwidth there. I think it's fascinating that, you know, as you talked about with the Nuggets there, they were eliminated this time a week ago, or Tuesday. And now, all of a sudden, nobody's won at home, right? Because, the Nuggets won their two on the road, and, yeah, so did the Timberwolves. So that's a crazy series. The Knicks series is a little interesting now with the Pacers blowing them out in game four, so 2-2 there. I think the only series that's not going to be terribly competitive in the late games is probably the Celtics one, because if they win tonight, I think it's probably curtains on that one.
But, most likely.
4:43 here at News Radio, looking at our health, business, and science notes today. By now, pay later providers have operated in a cloudy space, but this is changing as many of the providers now report payment history to major credit bureaus. Earlier this year, Apple became the first major BNPL provider to start reporting all user account info to credit agencies Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Providers Afterpay, Affirm, and Klarna also report some loans to credit bureaus. This means that buy now, pay later history will now factor into credit history and ultimately your credit score. So
keep that
shop,
in mind.
Yeah, shop responsibly or a little bit more responsibly than you had been.
Yeah, that's good advice. The first person in the world to receive a pig kidney transplant has died. Rick Slayman had surgery in March to receive a pig kidney that had been genetically altered to reduce the risk of rejection. I believe we had touched on this. Slayman died nearly 2 months after the procedure. In confirming his death over the weekend, Massachusetts General Hospital said there was no indication that it was a result of the transplant. He was 62 years old. Just about 4:45 here. Another very quick check of the roads and weather. Been pretty easy going on the roads so far this afternoon. Hopefully I'm not jinxing anything when I say that. The only spot where you're going to have any severe issues is going to be the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. That's especially if you're traveling northbound on Mobile there. Just got some backups from an accident report that we had about an hour ago. But outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, Alan Strom with the update on the forecast.
Another round of thunderstorms is set to move through the area late tonight and into very early Tuesday morning. Some of those may be strong, again, with damaging winds and large hail. We do have a continued high chance for rain as we head through the day on Tuesday. High temps will be in the low 80s. Sunshine returns on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Weather Forecast.
All right, continuing on here, a new study shows, and I don't think this is going to be any earth-shattering news here, that eating ultra-processed foods is linked to a higher risk of early death.
Yeah.
Published in the BMJ. How's that Coca-Cola you're slugging down there?
Yeah,
McDonald's cup.
Yeah, as I sip a Diet Coke from a McDonald's fountain. Yes. Yeah, it's diet, so I'm sure I'm fine.
You're good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Published in the BMJ Journal, the study looked at the eating habits of 115,000 people over 30 years. Ready-to-eat meat, poultry, and seafood products showed strong ties to mortality. Ultra-processed foods are defined as foods with added sugar, sodium, saturated fats, trans fats, refined carbs, and do not add much fiber.
Yeah. Great food for you there. A new study is finding that a master's degree might not be a worthwhile investment. New analysis by the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity says that over 40% of master's degrees aren't financially worth getting. The study looks at career earnings at graduation and then a decade later, while adjusting for factors such as dropout rate. The study found that over 75% of four-year bachelor degrees have a positive ROI.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, especially with the masters there.
Yeah.
A group of airlines is suing the Biden administration over a new rule requiring upfront disclosure of airline fees. Here's Lisa Taylor.
American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, and others filed a lawsuit against the Department of Transportation over rules requiring airlines and ticket agents to disclose service fees alongside the fare. The airlines argue they already disclose all fees associated with air travel, and the new rules would greatly confuse consumers. The rules are part of the Biden administration's push to eliminate junk fees. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And we touched on this late last week, talking about the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Some parts of the U.S. will have another chance at seeing them tonight and early tomorrow morning. NOAA says that those in the northern parts of the country will have the best chance at seeing the Aurora Borealis.
Borealis,
and whatever. Nerd terms. That includes states like Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, upstate New York, and Wisconsin. NOAA says that the Northern Lights will peak at around 3:15 a.m. Eastern time, so that's 2:15.
Yeah, listen, it was the talk of the town, as you like to steal your phrase there, yeah. Friday night. Everybody and their mother was posting pics of the Northern Lights in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. I went outside, not to say that I'm in the most remote location of the county, but I looked up and I didn't see anything. But apparently it was the phone that was the one that it was actually doing the seeing of the lights. So you just took pictures on night mode, and then you were just getting this awesome display of God's creation on your phone. But yes,
you're old fashioned. So you used your eyes.
I kept looking, and I went outside three times. I went out into my patio. I actually physically walked outside at around 10:30, looking around, looking north, didn't see anything. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm just not in the proper area. So that's what happened there.
Bummer.
NYPD is searching for the suspect who sucker-punched actor Steve Buscemi last week. He was just leaning up against a wall on his phone when somebody attacked him randomly.
What I definitely can see is people are unhinged, and I think people are just mentally not all there.
It's horrible. It's insane why people would even think of doing that. What do you accomplish?
And he had some swelling and bruising to his left eye. He was treated at a hospital there. He is a former FDNY firefighter, and he's been the victim of one of many random attacks on New York City streets recently.
Wow. Paul Giamatti is among the new group of actors joining the cast of Downton Abbey. Oscar-nominated actor Giamatti will reprise his role as Harold Levinson from the TV show in the third movie. No details about the plot or the characters the other actors are playing have been released, but the first two Downton Abbey movies grossed nearly $200 million globally.
I did see, I think, the second one. It was okay.
I'm sure my mom has seen, like, all of it.
The actress stunt woman from the iconic opening scene of Jaws has died. The agent for Susan Backliney told the New York Times she passed away Saturday at the age of 77. The scene of her character being pulled underwater and becoming the shark's first victim, setting the tone, of course, for the 1975 blockbuster there.
Wow.
And as far as the box office this weekend, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, no surprise, finishing first, getting $58.5 million, so that did better than expectations there. Fall Guy finishing second with $13.7 million.
Quite a drop.
Yeah. We'll take a break here at 4:50, back with a recap of the day's top stories, and then wacky stories and good news as well next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at Pensacola right now, News Radio Pensacola. Hope you're staying safe after a rough few days here as far as the severe weather goes. Of course, Friday again this morning and potentially during the late night, overnight hours as well. Some good news is that we are on the slight marginal side of the scale when it comes to the severity. Of course, that could change, but that's what we're seeing as of now. Looks like a little bit west of us is the more concerning spot as far as the storm system tonight, but we're keeping our eye on that here through the evening. Recapping today's top three stories, of course, this morning we did have another round of severe weather, although reporting of widespread damage appears to be a lot less significant than what we had on Friday. Of course, there are some residents still dealing without power. It's been improving, though, throughout the afternoon, much quicker than we had on Friday. Santa Rosa County on FPL's outage showing 280 outages currently, about 218 in Escambia County. And then Escambia River Electric Cooperative has 392 outages in Santa Rosa and 258 in Escambia County. So hopefully everybody back on here before the end of the night, and we stay on through this next round of storms that we are forecasting to get. Today in New York City, Michael Cohen again on the stand in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Cohen said that Trump was more concerned about the election than how his wife would react to the encounter back in 2006 with Stormy Daniels. Cohen also saying that he paid Daniels $130,000 to cover up that encounter. Israel pushing deeper into Rafah, but they say it's conducting precise operations rather than a full-scale invasion, to which the United States says they will not provide offensive weapons if Israel does move forward in launching a major military operation there, of course, to protect civilian life as much as possible. It's a recap of the day's top stories today, 4:55. Final check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, hasn't been a ton going on this first hour. We do seem to have an accident report. This is at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. That intersection typically sucks when it comes to congestion, so I don't know how much, if any, it's adding. But it's still, nonetheless, typically hectic. Might be more so now, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, it's just some runoff from an accident report we had a little over an hour ago at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Still got some issues there. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Email just coming into the newsroom from Sacred Heart regarding the cyber attack on Friday.
Really?
Or was it Thursday?
Late last week.
Yeah, I think it was Thursday. All hospitals, physician offices, and care sites remain open and operational. Let's see. Ascension Pharmacy, retail pharmacies, cannot fill prescriptions at this time. All other retail pharmacies across North Florida are able to fill prescriptions. Patients should work with their provider to have prescriptions filled at another local pharmacy. So that's, I think, the biggest update here. At this time, the urgent care and walk-in clinics are fully operating, and emergency rooms remaining open as well. So the impact appears to be right now to the pharmacies that you would have to get your prescriptions filled elsewhere. So reach out to your primary care physician for more on that. But that's the latest up to the minute there from Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital. Taking a look at some of the more wackier stories in the news today. Dating apps, Austin, I know you're big into those.
Oh, yeah, I'm everywhere.
They have streamlined the matching and meeting process for better or worse. And now AI could even go on the dates for you.
Oh, my God.
The founder of Bumble says it could be possible in the near future to have an AI dating consigliere, a concierge. Essentially an avatar that a concierge could go on a date with another person's dating concierge, and then they wouldn't have to waste money for a whole evening on a bad fit. They could breeze through hundreds of these dates in no time. Then they, the AI, would give you the person or people you should meet in person. Your thoughts on having an AI concierge to do the screening for you?
I get the whole, like, convenience aspect of it and money saving, sure, whatever. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if we haven't already, we're going to cross an invisible line where it's like, okay, now you're just robbing people of, like, human interaction. Like, because I don't know what, you're too afraid to have a date in person? Like, I know that's why people are going to be using this, not for the money. So I don't know. I think especially with how people use it, that could do more harm than good. A man in Pennsylvania opened his door last Tuesday to pick up a package when a man came running through his yard with his hands up. He ran up to the porch, snatched a box out of the guy's hands, and ran off with it. It was daytime, there was a security camera, the porch pirate was not disguised or hiding his identity, and there was another delivery truck at the house preparing to deliver another package, and the thief almost ran into that driver when he was running off. The stolen package had 6 new iPhones in it, so it was worth thousands of dollars. The homeowner says the guy must have known what it was, but he doesn't know how.
Hmm.
Weird.
Yeah. You know, we've seen some videos of these people. Yeah, the same type of brazenness where they're just going into Apple stores and they're just ripping the phones just right off the display and taking their sweet time doing it. But, yeah, interesting to just you get a package and some guy just takes it right out of your hand. That's crazy.
What a jerk.
A 28-year-old female postal worker in Ohio was caught racing a Mustang in her USPS mail van. She was going more than 100 miles an hour in a 60. She got off with a verbal warning plus a $50 fine for the traffic violation. You try that on the way home and see if you get the same punitive measures there.
Yeah.
USPS says they're investigating, but it's not known if she was disciplined. So, all right. Bold strategy there.
Yeah.
4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.